In Demographia International's 2016 housing survey, Auckland went from the 5th to the 4th most unaffordable city. However, data released earlier this month by the Real Estate Institute shows relief may be in sight for would-be buyers. With prices down 1.7%, the Auckland housing market cooled slightly in February, bucking a nationwide rise of 0.3%. February also saw a decline in sales compared to the same time last year, implying prices remain above what the average buyer can pay. Time will tell if last month saw the beginning of a long-awaited price correction or just a one-off dip in an otherwise buoyant market. Until then, I talked to Chief Executive of the Real Estate Institute, Bindi Norwell, and asked her just what this data said about house prices in Auckland.
So in terms of Auckland, median house prices did increase year on year at around 11%. Volumes declined at around 9%, but if you look at the previous year before that, it was down 20%, so actually it's a better story. But interesting that inventory has increased quite a lot, and we saw the same trend in January, so it increased around 17%, and now in February was about 20%. So it's an extra 1,500 properties that have come onto the market for to buy, which is good for buyers, really, because there's more choice in the market as well. But it's quite a mixed result across New Zealand, across Auckland as well. For example, the volume, prices did decline by 1.7% against January, but in different regions it was very mixed result as well. So for example, North Shore City increased by 5% in January, and Auckland City also about 5% in January. But if you look at other some districts such as Rodney, that went down 7%, and Outer Auckland went down 6%. This is just January. They are up overall compared year on year. But I'm just saying in terms of January data, they did go down slightly in some, but actually most of them still went up. So it really does depend on which region in Auckland that you look at as well.
Do you think this is the beginning of a correction in prices or just a blip?
Well, it's very, we don't really look on month on month, and so we're looking forward to seeing what happens in March data, which is when it really, I guess it's the busiest time of year. So we'll see if the additional properties that are available in the market or the inventory actually convert to sales. And I guess what we've heard along the way as well is anecdotally that banks are really tightening up on their lending. They're being much more choosy who they loan money to. And so I guess even if there's properties available, it will depend if people can get the funding for the purchase. So it's quite interesting what will happen over the next few weeks or months, whether that happens. And I guess from a long-term perspective, if you think about Auckland, there's still a real lack of supply to meet the demand. So, for example, there's different estimates. We estimate around 14,000 properties are required to meet the level of demand, population net migration. And at the moment, there's around 9,900 consents. So actually, we're not building enough properties to meet up with that level of supply. So I guess unless that changes in the long term, we probably expect that it will put pressure on house prices still. But I guess there's a lot of initiatives with government to try and address this, like the Housing Infrastructure Fund. We've got Unitary Plan. We'll see their political parties, what their agenda is for housing. So I guess these will all impact what happens going forward as well.
So would you want to make a prediction on where you think prices are going in 2017?
If I had a crystal ball, I would absolutely love to be able to say that what's going to happen. I just think there's so many factors that will impact in this year. But as I said, in terms of the long-term approach, unless we get some more supply to meet up with the demand, in Auckland particularly, that's increasingly still going to put pressure on the house prices. So it really will also depend on where you want to move to as well. In Auckland. So I think that there's some areas that are increasing more than others, and it's interesting that the Auckland City has quite a lot of new apartments, which is actually making it more affordable for particularly for one and two bedroom apartments. There'll be more of those coming up going forward, which actually is a more affordable housing.
And as you said before, a drop would be good for buyers, but who could stand to lose if there's a significant drop in house prices?
I don't know if there will be a significant drop, sorry, in terms of, you know, it's good for buyers at the moment because there's a lot of choice in Auckland particularly. There's more supply, there's more properties coming on to the market for them. You know, I mean, in terms of it dropping, I mean, what we want at Rhines, we really want is a long-term stable market. You want, stability in the market that's actually good for buyers and good for sellers at the same time. You don't really want extremes in any case. So I think actually the economy's looking quite, you know, strong at the moment in New Zealand. So that's what, I guess that's what we want is a stable market.
And I guess not a significant drop, but I guess could there be people who would lose out from a price drop in general?
I don't know. That depends on where they want to move to, where they're looking to buy. Depending on the availability of finance, there's just so many factors in that as well. As I said, you want long-term stability, and if prices were to increase out of control in going forward, that's not good for the country. So, I mean, I guess we just want stability. I think that it will be very interesting what goes forward in March in terms of we're looking really closely at the data. I think, as I said, there's a lot more properties coming onto the market, which is good for buyers. I think that, the overall economy in New Zealand is quite favourable. It will just depend if people can access funding from the banks if they are tightening up their loan criteria. So, it's an interesting market to keep an eye on.